Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve and Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast two men from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Now, we've stated on these very airwaves our firm belief that to successfully commit a crime in broad daylight, all you need is an orange construction vest and a hard hat. Now, for whatever reason, no one ever questions what you might be up to if you're wearing those things. And I don't know if today's honorees were wearing orange vest or hard hats, but they had the next best thing, traffic cones. Because, again, if you have traffic cones, everyone assumes you must be doing something official. Well, as expected, motorists followed these new traffic patterns that these guys laid out with the traffic cones. And that is a good thing because our honorees were actually being considerate. They didn't want anyone's car to get damaged when they set off an explosive and blew up an ATM to get the money inside. It worked like a charm. They successfully robbed the bank, no cars were damaged, and they managed to get away before the police showed up.
Damn.
They rolled up to the bank. It's a Wells Fargo branch, in case you care. They just set up traffic cones. Traffic just flowed around the cones. No one gave them a second look. The police can't even get a description because no one cared enough about what they were doing. Because, again, if you set up traffic cones, must be official. They blew up the ATM, and they wanted to make sure that no cars got damaged in the explosion. They got the money. They hopped in their vehicle. They drove the hell off. Cops have no idea who the hell they are. They're still at large.
Wow.
I appreciate it, but I'm telling you, orange vest, hard hat, traffic cones, anything like
that.
Clipboard. It's the middle of Philadelphia. You have rerouted traffic. Nobody cares because you have orange traffic cones. It must be for real. Blew up the bank, got the
money.
How
much money do you think is in an ATM at any given time? Like when they go and they put the money in, right?
I don't know.
It's like an armored truck and fill up the ATM.
Because you can take out up to $500,
right?
Say 40 people out of 50 people a day.
$20,000 probably?
Maybe. You know, I really don't
know.
It depends on how long they refill. Where the area is, but I mean, some of them that are like downtown in cities, like
it's high traffic area, man.
A ton of money in there.
In Vegas, I'm assuming it's just, you know, tens of thousands
overloaded,
of dollars,
right? So these guys made out, man. But again, traffic cones. That was it. So we drink to them. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right. Your choices today.
The Jimmys?
Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers?
Seth Meyers.
Or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there in the title. These guys have teams of professional writers that help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It's up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Los Angeles has a new safer at home order, which is odd. Aren't we always safer at home? I know I am. The mayor of L.A. is urging residents to cancel everything and hunker down. One thing I know about 2020, we have never used the word hunker more than we have this year.
That is a true statement. I'm going to guess Kimmel.
Kimmel because of he said Kimmel. That here, yes.
I forgot to take
from
that one
Los
out.
Los Angeles, where what they call a safer at home order is in effect. Aren't we always safer at home? I know I am. Our mayor, Eric Garcetti, is urging residents to cancel everything and hunker down. One thing about 2020 is we've never used the word hunker more than we have this year.
Does it smell like syrup in here?
Look, I get an idea of what you're saying. I don't know if I'd have picked that, but what is that smell?
I don't know.
There's no one here but us.
Right. Mike thought it stank in here earlier.
It now smelled like poop.
Now it smells like syrup.
Who's sweating syrup?
Who pooped themselves? That's basically what we've been asked today here. Not me.
I'll take sweat and syrup guy over poop guy.
Yes, me too.
Around the sports world, there's been postponements and cancellation of games throughout. Some famous people have even reached out to Roger Goodell to tell him not to worry about it too much. One of those main people was Jeffrey Katzenberg, the owner and founder of Quibi.
He texts me.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith.
Nice.
That thing didn't even make it 6 months.
Say football and Quibi, I'm like, that's Ted.
They invested so much money.
But it lived up to his name, right? Everything's supposed to be brief. Including right, the right. existence of Quibi.
Yeah, I am hoping they'll figure out some way to release some of the content, though. I'd like to see the Reno 911 one.
See, that's the thing. A lot of prominent stars contributed material to Quibi. And then the problem is they dried up because it's not that their business model was bad. It's just more they don't want to let anyone know they existed.
Wasn't that a business model?
You know what? Fine point.
Mike might have talked about this earlier, but Haagen-Dazs just announced that America's favorite ice cream flavor of 2020 is vanilla. And Merriam-Webster's word of the year is the.
Be touching.
Seth Meyers.
Drew Fallon.
Haagen-Dazs just announced that America's favorite ice cream flavor of 2020 is vanilla. And also Merriam-Webster's word of the year is the.
I mean, that just seems sad. And I like vanilla, but the word of the year is the?
No, the word of the year is, even worse, pandemic.
Right, that makes sense.
It does, but like, I don't know.
It doesn't make it good.
Right. I guess like it's so prominent, but like man,
the word of the year is herpes.
Right.
Well, that means that whatever.
It's bad year.
Right, exactly. Pandemic.
Pandemic, right. I'm just like, how's the word of the year the? I mean, that could be every year.
It should be every year.
I mean, the is probably the most used word in the English language.
I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
I know the stats.
Mm-hmm. So maybe it should be number one then. Every year until someone knocks it off, like Stairway.
Right. Like Stairway to Heaven.
What can number one be this year on the Rock 100 countdown?
Right.
Is?
Actually, I did hear Nirvana smells like Teen Spirit a couple times. Mm-hmm.
We got is and was, but otherwise, the's the man. The is the Superman of that Justice League of words.
Yeah, like E is for just using letters in anything.
Mm-hmm. That's why they give it to you for free.
Yeah. Wheel of Fortune told you.
So this is interesting. All right, let me set this up for you. So this is Jimmy Fallon interviewing Jason Bateman. Okay. But the first thing you're going to hear, so Jason Bateman is sitting on the couch next to Fallon. Bateman's hosting SNL this week.
Right. Oh, cool.
It is. So basically, what Jimmy Fallon's going to do, Jimmy Fallon plays this game sometimes. This one time he's playing it with Nick Kroll, and they're doing impressions. And you got to guess who the impression of the person is. So Bateman is there. He says, hey, like, I'm going to play you this clip. And then Bateman enjoys it and tells him the secret to getting nominated for awards.
I need Kleenex. This is gonna hurt my feet.
No, it's not. It won't. Trust me. Here we go. He goes, yeah, could we not do this?
It's not like Pesci. You do a different thing for Pesci.
No, and I'm the dad, and I'm a dad, and I actually asked you nicely not to go swimming in the lake.
Jason Bateman?
So he didn't know.
No, he didn't know. He thought it was doing Joe Pesci. I don't know what he's talking about.
That was very kind of you. You didn't exaggerate any horrible feature or...
That's kind of you.
You did the stutter a little bit, right?
Which, yeah.
That's a little actor trick to make it seem like the lines aren't written. Like, I'm just thinking about it. So if you just stutter a couple times, then you can get nominated for stuff.
It's the eye...
It's just a stutter away, everybody.
That's pretty good, Adam Bateman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I never really thought about how much he does that.
That's kind of his thing. You know, every actor has their thing. You know what you're going to get with Pacino, Nicholson, it never changes. But you're right, Jason Bateman, it doesn't matter the role, that is what he does.
Yeah, he learned it in Teen Wolf 2, whole movie.
Yeah.
He was a Teen Wolf 2?
Yeah, he was the wolf in Teen Wolf 2.
He was Michael J. Fox.
Hey, for me, it's Fox or nothing.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, no Hagar...
No, just Michael J. Fox.
Okay.
Oh, just Michael. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
No, Brian Johnson for you.
No, I'm fine with other lead singers. I love them.
Okay. But the original Teen Wolf. That's
the original Teen Wolf and the original cast of Caddyshack. I'm not watching that next garbage.
Oh, God. Right. That's right.
Fair with that.
That was
and honestly, I've just never seen Teen Wolf 2. I saw Michael J. Fox the other night, I want to say on Seth Meyers. Now, look. The disease has gotten to the man, right? Like, he just can't physically do as much of it.
Sure.
But it's impressive. Like, he's still a very, like upbeat guy and everything.
He
just wrote another memoir and this and that. Like, I mean, it's hard to explain sometimes, like, and I get it, right? Everybody goes through stuff in your everyday life, get you down or
you're mad. Yeah, but he deals with it every day, all day.
Right, and he's just so positive. Like, I mean, it was late at night, but I almost hopped out of the bed, like, all right, let's go do something.
I want to do push-ups.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever watched the Eric Andre Show?
No,
I have not.
Oh man! All right, so it's on Cartoon Network. Like Adult Swim comes on very late, usually Monday. Not Mondays. What's the opposite of a Monday?
Saturday, Friday,
today, Friday,
Friday.
It's so like Friday nights.
Wow. Yeah, see, they're not even close.
I know. One's fun. One sucks. Comes on around after midnight. They're only 15 minutes. The show is chaos. So I started watching it a few years ago when his sidekick was Hannibal Buress.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Hannibal Buress has gotten a little more famous over the years. Hannibal Buress isn't...
As funny as F.
Right, but Hannibal isn't on the show anymore. But I mean, trying to explain this show. Like, it is... You've probably seen memes and, like, clips of it. Like, the guy that's like, you gotta drink more ranch. Yeah, right. Dude. Like, it is bat-ass.
Okay.
But I highly recommend it. I love the show. He just brought it back and everything.
And it'll be on tonight, Fridays.
Right. Well, here's the other thing, too, is that he has on guests. But a lot of the guests, I don't know how, well, I guess nobody in here knows it. They just don't know the shtick.
Okay.
So they don't know it's like a fake talk show. Right? So, like, he had on, Chad Johnson. And asked him a bunch of football questions, and they kept throwing footballs at him. But it wasn't Chad Johnson, the football player. It was some Chad Johnson from, like, a dating show.
Oh, that's not the real Chad Johnson.
Right. Or, like, he had on Blake Griffin, and they're just messing with Blake Griffin so much. Like, I mean, just, like, they bring out a little person that's, like, rubbing his leg. I mean, it is strange. Watch it.
Okay.
I would recommend, if you're up that late, maybe you're having a cocktail on the old tote.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, but it is crazy. And it looks painful.
Okay. So it's awkwardly funny.
It's awkwardly funny, and he does skits where, like, he's legit gonna get hurt one day. You know what I mean? Like, he's in New York City messing with bouncers and, like, talking about touching them with acid and this and that. And I mean, like, people are chasing him down the street.
Yeah. So it's kind of Borat-ish.
You know what, Miles? That's a great reference point. Yeah, if you like Borat, you'll like the Eric Andre show.
Okay.
It's the Eric Andre Show. Let's see, what else going on here? Some people are talking about, so James Corden, you know, he got super famous, his show did, for Carpool Karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
Which, he also does a good show. But the the carpool karaoke just took off. It was a bit that everybody knew.
You can consolidate it down, put it on Twitter, and everyone can watch it the next day.
Correct.
Right, you're right. That's the big thing.
He is good. I tend to go to Seth just because I find him funnier.
Right.
But James Corden does a great job.
Yeah, for sure. He does, man. And I'm with you. I go back and forth on them. And nowadays, for some reason, like, you know, Letterman, even Johnny Carson back in the day, right? He was the great whatever.
Oh, what would that?
Where he would guess like what's in the envelope or whatever. But they didn't have the same, you know, internet and this and that. So you had to wait for those bits that were recurring.
Exactly.
Nowadays, like with Corden, they just made a whole show and like, all right, well, now we'll just have carpool karaoke. So some people are saying that he stole it from Dave Chappelle. There was a segment back in 2003 where Dave Chappelle's driving around. Mos Def, who's a rapper, is sitting next to him.
Actor now.
You know what? You're right.
Yep.
Passenger seat. He raps along to his own songs.
So he can hear.
Oh, man.
Dad jokes.
I know. Hey, I'm there for it. But anyhow, like sometimes people just need to calm down. Like, listen, you know Dave Chappelle. He told people to stop watching his show because they didn't get any royalties on it.
Right.
Like, if he thought James Corden stole this bit from him.
He says something in a heartbeat.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's a good one. I don't think he stole it. And frankly, as funny as James Corden is, he's living in England. I doubt he was watching Chappelle's show that religiously in 2003 and went, I'm going to steal that.
But even if he did, so what?
It's good.
Well, and a lot
he
of,
took it and expanded on it and made it funny. Maybe he could do more of the ones.
A lot of ideas, Frank, you know, like, I've done it too, right? Like, sometimes you honestly think you came up with the idea for something or some funny, and then it's like, oh, no, I guess years ago I did see or hear somebody else do that. And like, that was a good idea.
And there's only a limited number of things you can possibly do that are legal.
Yeah.
Right? You can take any song from any format, and I promise you there's four other songs from four of the formats that are the exact same song. It is unlikely that they're listening to each other, but you can take a hip-hop beat and I can find a country song that matches it. I don't think they're listening to each other.
Well, that's
but
like with
there's a limited amount of music that can be made because there's a limited number of notes that can be applied. But, you know, when people say that, well, James Corden stole, like if something's a direct ripoff, that's one thing. If something you got to connect the dots from 15 years ago, you go, well, James Corden does what? A late night talk show. So does Jimmy Fallon. So did David Letterman. So did Jay Leno. So did Conan O'Brien. So who was the first talk show host? They're all ripping him off, right? So there you go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, we saw it in the sports world, right? Years ago, Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon started Pardon the Interruption, which is still arguably the best one. I will also tell any TV executive listening, it also helps that Wilbon and Kornheiser worked together at the Washington Post for years and already knew each other.
Like Siskel and Ebert, they already knew each other. They already had a rapport, right?
And they don't, and I still love them too, is they don't argue, right? That's like nowadays, I like Jalen Jacoby's, like, it's more conversation.
They were just debating back then. The merits of whatever they were talking about.
You're not screaming at each other.
But it's not like the debate. I'm just saying, they were the first two to kind of start that. And then you had Stephen A. Smith and who is the guy from Texas everybody hates?
Bayless.
Skip Bayless.
Yeah.
And then they were on a morning show, right? They were like, but they got in more of like screaming and this and that. But I'm just saying, like, everybody's copied what PTI did.
Sure.
And then kind of made it more aggressive and this and that. But if you watch ESPN or Fox now, it's mostly just shows with a couple dudes, like, and then you bring in somebody extra and go, all right, we're going to bring in Miles for this one.
They're all
Miles
the
is
same
our football
thing.
Expert.
Right.
Yeah. So it just depends on who you like.
Right?
Well,
if it's sports, right? Team comes in, you know, West Coast offense. Y'all were drawn from Bill Walsh. You can be mad about it. You can be happy about it. If something works, people copy it.
I actually think Shannon Sharpe does a pretty good job with Skip Bayless.
Skip
doesn't
Bayless.
Get too crazy. Yeah. He just states his point. It's like, what are you going to do? Beat me
Stay
up, Skip?
Stay calm, Skip.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll jump over there like Chris Everett and beat your ass.
Yeah. Oh, good Rome reference.
Mm-hmm. Rome.
I always like Romy. You're right. They do a good job there. Skip Bayless is just very good at wanting to, you want to hate him.
Yeah, he knows.
I know.
Sometimes Stephen A. Smith plays the same role.
He does.
He plays the guy with the
Stephen
black
A.
hat.
Smith.
You know?
Again, it's one of my cousins.
That's a good point.
Also, did you? So Stephen A. Smith,
Protestant, right?
What's that?
Protestant.
Yeah, he always takes pride when the Cowboys lose.
Oh, always.
And he'll put out videos on the weekend of him laughing at the Cowboys
losing.
People
get so mad.
Having a cigar, having a drink. The other night during the Sounders game, because we were playing Dallas, when the Sounders scored, he put out a video of him having a drink, laughing at FC Dallas. And I was like, that is awesome, man.
Jesus.
This is some exciting news. If you like movies, Warner Brother movies will hit HBO Max the same day they hit theaters in 2021.
I saw the commercial for that. Very happy about that.
Don't think for 1 minute that this will be the first transaction like this.
Well, here's the thing. It's only going to be on there for 31 days, but you're talking Suicide Squad, Gorilla versus Kong, Space Jam, A New Legacy. Oh, and Tom and Jerry.
We've been preaching this for 15 years. It just took a pandemic to get here.
Right, and it's I'm
curious how much it costs, but
yeah. If you've got to have HBO Max.
Also, if you got HBO Max, you got it.
Right. I've got HBO Max, it will cost me nothing.
Okay.
I talked about it earlier today. Jason Bateman's hosted Saturday Night Live. College football is a mess right now, but if you're a Husky fan, you guys actually are on TV playing Stanford at 1.
Nice.
Daytime.
They were practicing out in Bellevue on like some, you know, parkland. Did you guys see that? They didn't have a place to practice. They're like a public park just out there. It looked like two guys playing flag football.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Brazilian model claims that sunbathing her cachucha for 2 hours a day makes her feel great. Meanwhile, a cheating wife is caught hiding in the ceiling after she went to a hotel to meet her boy toy date. Hotel in Wales has a new guest staying that you would really like. Woman loses dog, then 3 days later at her workplace, in walks Spike. And Kentucky man angry at salon owner who doesn't have a special cream to grow his hair back. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to New Jersey where a dog helped an off-duty officer track down a missing man. The man's daughter had already called police 4 hours after he had gone missing, but couldn't track him down. They were finally able to get him to answer his cell phone where he revealed that he had crashed and was incapacitated, but couldn't tell them where he was at. It wasn't until an off-duty officer that was out hunting noticed the man's dog walking along the trail all by itself that he followed the dog's prints to eventually find where the crash truck was. The man was taken to the hospital and saved.
As I say, the dog didn't help him. The dog did the work.
Right.
Like, this is where he is.
Exactly. Honestly, and good on the cop because, you know, it's not like the dog said, hey, follow me, come on this way.
Right,
the guy's like, wait a minute, this dog's probably come from somewhere. And he legit followed the tracks of this dog. He used his hunting skills and he tracked out where this dog came from to find the truck.
That dog is getting a steak tonight.
Hell yeah. Another news, another fun animal story out of Alabama. Cashier at the local Walmart had all but lost hope that she would ever see her dog again after she had slipped out of her collar and the backyard. After 3 weeks with no trace of the dog, she was just starting to get back to her life, working a shift at Walmart, when out of nowhere, her dog came sprinting into the store. She says the dog was bouncing around, just looking up at people, clearly looking for her owner, and she was reunited with her dog and took her home during the break.
Nice.
That is very cool. I guess the dog knew where she worked.
Exactly. Which, again, is stunning. Unless you actually take your dog to your job, which is 2 miles down the road, good on this dog for just tracking it down. I love it. One more, we go to Wales, where employees at a hotel got an interesting guest. The hotel was all but deserted due to the virus restrictions, but employees were all shocked when a sheep came strolling inside. After initial shock had lapsed, the employees ushered the animal back outside and returned to the field where he belongs. These sheep are getting smart, man.
Just want to come in and see what's going on. There's nobody in that hotel anyway.
Exactly. Completely empty. Why not? He's going to go get himself a queen-size bed. He's going to sleep out in the field on a bed of hay.
Does he count himself to fall asleep?
If it counts humans.
Oh, yeah. One.
Jump over my bed so I may count.
Does anybody count sheep?
No.
Nah. You know what? That'd be an interesting question. I wonder if any of our texters actually have counted sheep to get to sleep.
I count backwards sometimes.
No kidding.
Starting where?
Depends. If I'm really tired, I'll start with 50.
Okay.
If I'm just kind of trying to get there, I'll start at 100.
All right. All right.
Hopefully, if I was even one.
Over in the Philippines, a woman got busted walking out on her husband. After spending months working on an oil rig, the husband was disheartened by his wife, who seemed distant when he was home, and he was always seeming to have to work long nights on the weekends, given that she worked as an accounting clerk. Feeling suspicious, the man tailed his wife after she left on one of those nights and found that her taxi dropped her off at a hotel where a younger man greeted her. calling his friend for advice. The two called police, and the hotel room was investigated, but they only found her lover. It wasn't until they heard the crash coming from the ceiling and a shoe that fell from the crack that was made that they discovered the woman hiding from her husband in and authorities in the ceiling. Given the adultery is a criminal offense in the Philippines, the woman was arrested and charged.
Wow.
Damn.
Well, that takes it to a different level.
Yes, it does indeed. Because at first, when I'm reading the story, I'm like, why would you call police? Yeah, she's cheating on you. And not cool, but really going to call the cops? Straight up, it's a criminal offense.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
It seems like that should be, illegal. It's not good to do, but I don't think it should be illegal.
Mm-hmm.
They feel differently.
I'm about to say, tell the people of the Philippines.
Don't get married there.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, right?
I'll date you, baby. We ain't getting married.
A Kentucky man didn't take kindly to a salon not having the product that he was looking for. The bald man went into a salon and asked for product that would grow his hair back. After being told that they had no such product, he became belligerent and caused a disturbance inside of the shop, and police were called and he was arrested.
Where's that cream that makes my penis bigger?
Right.
Right.
They don't have that.
Right. Isn't that not near? What's the one that makes that actually makes hair grow? Forgot what that stuff is called.
Rogaine.
Can you not spray that on your head and it works?
Well, I think that was to kind of help the hair you had. If you were losing it.
This guy, this is like walking to the butcher going, you don't got no bald eagle? Right. I thought every Thursday had bald eagle.
Yeah, exactly. He needs to go get like a hair transplant.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah. He straight up has no follicles left on his
head. There's no magical cream that grows your hair back.
Right.
Unless, of course, maybe you swallow some of that stuff that they
have. Spanish kids
got. Yeah, exactly. There you go.
The problem with that is you will grow hair. That stuff. But
just
you
don't
grow
control
hair
where.
Everywhere. Because it's a syrup that you took. So in case you didn't hear, over in Spain, kids during the course of a school year complained of a stomach ache. There's something supplied to the schools. You give it to the kid. They're fine. Unfortunately, it was mislabeled. And for the entire school year, any kid that complained of a stomach ache, instead of getting the gastric stuff, they got something that makes you grow hair.
Yay.
And the problem is it works all over your body.
And that is it for your headlines. With that, go Hawks. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Rockholics, please, we need your help. Head to KISW.com. Make a donation for Coats for Kids.
Yes.
Don't forget, next Thursday is Coats for Kids Day. But please give what you can. $20 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need.
So help us out. In the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.